Yes. So this morning, we start off with the tirade. You know, there's been an exchange of words recently, but focusing on River State for our start is the economic growth in River State. Now, as you may know, there has been exchange of blame has been continuing between the governors in Nigeria and the federal government. The people, yes, that will be you, and you, are still left in an awkward scenario, and many wonder if there really exists any synergy between these two tiers of government, talking about the federal and the state level. Now, the Nigerian Governors Forum is accusing the federal government of abandoning its duty of addressing the security challenges, which they say is crippling economic activities in the country. Now, the forum spokesperson, Abdulrazak Bello Barkindo, said this in a statement while reacting to the claim by the Minister of State for Budget and National Planning, Clement Agba. Remember when he gave that very interesting remark sometime last week? That the governors are responsible for the rising poverty index in the country. Now, remember, Wike even came through and said, that's the governor, Wike of River State, by the way, if you're listening to us from anywhere in this country, said, hey, Presido, could you please mention the names of the governors who you say are siphoning local government money? You know, let's know where our problems are coming from. Yes, call them out. Yes, call them out. Now, all of this back and forth, it is you, it is not you, we're not doing well, you are doing well, like I said, is leaving many of the people asking the question, what exactly is going on between the federal and state government, particularly here in River State? Now, as a Rivers person, there have been so many reports and cases where instances where people say it's the federal government that's meant to do this, it's the federal government that's meant to do that. My question is this: which tier of government has had more impact in River State, good or bad? And if it's good, tell us where it's good. If it's the state government that's been good here, tell us where and what the state government has done, it's good. And then if it's the federal, tell us where it's good or where it's bad. Because when people make mention of roads, give example, the LMA road, you hear people say, federal government, this is a federal government road. And if it's the federal government that's not lived up to its duty, yes, the federal government is at fault in the particular economic development in that area. But you often hear people say, yes, but the state government should have done this because it's in their domain. They still collect taxes from those people. So it's the state government's fault. Then, if you go to the hospitals, the major hospitals, the tertiary healthcare center here, which is University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital, it's meant to be a federal institution. People complain, government. I keep asking, when they are calling on government, are they referring to the state government or the federal government? Because they'll tell you there are no drugs, the doctors are not there, the nurses are not fine, the doctors, you know, sometimes they don't come to work. The roads, there's a time when the road to get into UPTH was terrible. You have an emergency, you're going slowly because there were so many bumps on that road. How many of you remember that? Anyway, as Rivers people, we call on you and your great powers of, remembrance on this particular conversation.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, please do well, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, please don't make unsubstantiated claims. Please don't also make comments that might be seen as inciting. 070-0923-0923. That's where you find us. Also available, 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0007 and 0817-923-0009. Please forgive me if I appear very fast. I'll repeat the numbers: 070-0923-0023, 070-0923-0923. The other numbers to call: 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. EBM is in Oyigbo. Let's get to hear from him this morning. EBM, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please.
I don't want to contribute to your conversation this morning. I just want to play the Jude to change the Christmas song, please. I'm tired of listening to this particular one.
Okay, I didn't know that had been played before. Okay. All right, thank you very much. All right, okay, thank you very much. Thank you, by three, good morning.
Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, please. Go on.
Yes. If actually what federal government is saying that they are not right, let me ask. If we say we are practicing democratic governance, and I ask, I am giving as example, they are in River State. Because I am calling you from Imogeto Osuaku, Abia State. The same thing is happening here in Abia State. I ask, River State as a case study. If for us to know whether the government, actually the one that is not doing the right thing, if we are practicing democracy, here in River State, how come all the local government chairmen, if they were voted in, all of them are men, and their deputies are women, and they voted all of them. Nobody has the voting power to say no to those ones. And if it is so, how can a local government chairman now come to challenge the governor and say, governor, you are not saying the right thing? Try it and let us see whether that local government will remain in office for the next 2 months. I stop here.
Interesting. that's a subliminal hit there, if you can get it. WhatsApp is 0090306416. 0090306416. That's where you'll find us on WhatsApp this morning. 0090306416. Facebook is on at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH. That's where you find us on Facebook, at Nigeria Info PH for Facebook, and also on Twitter. Now, talking about economic growth here in River State, which of them do you think that's talking about the ties of government has had more impact? Is it the federal? Is it the state? Look at the projects, if you can remember anyone, you know, that have been done by the federal government, and primarily they refer to roads now, but also electrification. One of the biggest complaints we get to have here every Wednesday and Thursday is that my village doesn't have power since 1941. I keep asking, who's meant to do that? Is it the federal? Is it the state?
Yeah, Jude.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Jude.
Good morning, please.
Yes, Obed Chima, calling from Port Harcourt.
Good morning, Obed.
Yes, Jude, I think it is glaring, the fact that the state government, you know, actually are the one controlling local government funds. It's just glaring. Look, Mr. President has spoken in different fora that local government will be handed over $300 million or thereabouts. At the end of the day, they will hand over same to the governor, who in turn give them whatever they like to pay salary. Dude, look, we must not overemphasize the importance of local government, because this is government that is very closer to the people.
Fine. So, hold on. But the question is not just about local government. The question is, which of the tires, is it the federal or the state government that's had more impact on the economy in River State? I gave examples of how people don't know who to call when something is wrong. The road is bad. They don't know if it's the federal government, if it's the state government. The hospital is bad. So which of them has had more impact here in River State for
Jude,
your
Jude is the state government.
The state government.
You understand? Yes, it is the state government. They have every look. The power to be able to build industries and make a viable economic impact in the state lies on the local government. It's not anywhere written on the exclusive list. The state government has the power. But what are we seeing today? We have seen nothing. Industries are not there. No value added to any of the state.
Obed, wouldn't you say that that's an over-exaggeration? Because some of these state governors, and indeed River State, since we're looking at River State in particular, would tell you, hey, no, that's not true. We've helped to facilitate the growth of some industries. Here in Port Harcourt, for example, there's the cassava plant that was commissioned earlier in the year. And then, you know, the governor would make mention about roads that have been opened so that, you know, people can bring goods and services from one port of River State to another port of River State. So most governors would not agree with
George, that. George, is the cassava processing plant functioning? Is it functioning now? Look, Jude, let's not tell ourselves the truth. The state governments are responsible for crying out loud. You understand? Now, look at the industry that was actually part of inflation. Oh, they are in one state. You understand? So we cannot extricate the state on economic growth. They have the power, they have all the unnecessary. Look, when people are these notions of, oh, government cannot do everything. Our government will be there collecting every money. You collect the ecological form just recently, Jude, to calm it all. Mr. President was able to reveal some $13 billion that was under the state. So can we be able to say the government we are seeing can be commensurated with what it has received? We cannot.
Okay.
So we cannot exonerate the state. They have a major role to play.
So the impact is of the state, good or bad. It's the state government. My name is Jude. We're back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, 93 Nigeria Info. It is 9:31 a.m. this morning. And if you're just joining us, our conversation starts all about the economic impact here in River State, the growth. And which particular tier of government do you hold responsible for the growth or lack thereof in any sector, in any area in River State? Now, all of this is coming off the interesting back and forth that's been going on between the federal and the state governments. The federal government, through its Minister of Budgeting and Planning recently, recently stated, look, that poverty index is on the increase because the state governors are not implementing the ideas and policies properly that the federal government has. And now, I'm asking, looking at River State in particular, where we have communities that have for years blamed either the federal government for not doing a particular thing properly, whether it's in terms of roads or healthcare centers. You often hear healthcare centers such as the Federal Medical Center in so-and-so area. They are saying, well, we need one of such in our place. We don't have, from the sanitarial district, there's no representation. Why? Why is the federal government not doing anything here? And then you have in some places that, oh, it's the state government that's meant to do this, meant to do that, and meant to do that. All of this, one way or the other, have a way of directly impacting the way the economy of that particular region develops. Take for a very good example, last year, I mean, if you remember when the LMA on Air Road was blocked for a week. Remember how that panned out? People were in turmoil, finding ways, creative ways, some would say, to get to work, because some people live in some parts of Onne and some people live in some parts of Port Harcourt, but they work or live at both extents, both parts of River State. So some people have to go to Onne to work and come back to, like, say, Transamadi. Some people have to, as it were, leave Onne and come to work in GRA, for example. So it was really affected. And then they said, no, we want it to be on the federal government list. Let the federal government come and do this road. So, once again, as we open the phone lines, please be reminded, turn down the volume of your radio set. Do not make derogatory or defamatory comments. If you didn't quite see it or hear it, don't make don't make substantiated claims. There is a call screener. As soon as you get to have your numbers attended to, please just drop your name and where you're calling from and we'll attend to you. Interestingly, Stanley in Elelewo is on the line. Let's get to hear from Stanley this morning. Stanley, good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Yeah, Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
I'm going to blame the federal government for the hardship in this country. My reason being that when the current government came on board in 2015, before they came on board, prior to that time, things were going well in this country.
Were they?
When they came,
Stanley, were they going well? Because people complained that things were not going well. That's why they wanted a change.
Under GJ, things were going well. There were jobs. People were working.
Really?
The economy was okay. We were the best in Africa before Buhari took over. And when he came in with harsh economic policies that scattered so many things. First, he blocked the border, the whole borders in this country. He stopped food from entering. He stopped so many things. And it really affected the country. Secondly, he also came up with a policy that the brother, Dangote, was the only one selling cement in this country. Other cement companies were killed.
That's not exactly accurate, by the way. But go on, I'm listening to you, please.
So what I'm saying is that they should stop blaming the state government. Like, if you come to River State, our governor has done a lot. He has done a lot. He has done roads, not just in the urban areas, but in the rural areas. He has done roads. He has done hospitals and all others. Somebody, I overheard somebody talking about the cassava plantation in Afon. Yes, the cassava plantation, as I speak to you, is functioning. So most time when they talk, they should also, you know, get right information before they come out in the public to talk.
Okay, all right. I'm going to respond to you, Stanley, and say, well, some of the comments you made were not exactly accurate. You know, for one, there were jobs that were obviously being created back in the former administration, but there were also complaints of high-ranking corrupt officials and corruption in high and low places. That, you know, the economy wasn't very good. People were complaining. You know, look, the dollar then was about 175 or 250 or something. People were complaining. You know that things were bad. That's why there was a change, right? That's one. Now, the border closure, if you remember, and the government did explain all of this, that, look, this had to be done so that the local industries will be boosted. If people have the option to rather than, you know, trust what is locally sourced than source from external places, it will reduce, you know, foreign exchange. And if I'm not mistaken, they didn't say do not bring in foreign rice, but you have to come through proper channels as opposed also buying it from neighboring countries. At least I remember having that conversation with an economist. So all of these things still bring down the other aspect of the conversation. Who holds more responsibility?
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Good morning to you. Welcome to Hello Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please.
Good morning, please.
Good morning, please.
How are you, man?
We can hear you, please. Go on.
Michael, calling from
Good morning, Michael.
Yeah. Based on the question asked this morning, for me, I blame the state government.
Okay.
Now, let's take a look at what is happening in the United States here. I hear me.
It listen to you loud and clear, please.
Yeah. See, when we are talking about poverty, we are saying when the common man in the country or in the state does not have what he or she wants for their survival. And look at what is happening in River State. Now, if you look at what the government of River State is doing, they are building roads, they are building flyovers here and there, just flyovers. Now, do the common man in those interior villages, do they need flyovers? What do they need flyovers for? How can they survive? A man must think and eat before he has strength to do what? To go and climb flyovers. But here in River State, we just concentrate on flyovers and roads, and we are forgetting that this land, if they are not eating, they cannot walk on this road.
Yeah, but do you also agree that whether or not one group is sorted, there are some aspects of growth that has to be done. Whether you build flyovers today, eventually they will have to be built because the population is expanding. So one government cannot do all at once. It has to choose. And in this case, this governor and this government has chosen to focus on infrastructure. How is that a bad thing?
Yes, what you said is true. But before anything is done, any government should embark on a particular project. The government should be able to understand what do these people need first.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Thank you.
92.3, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, please. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is John. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
John, it's a pleasure to have you join us this morning.
Yeah, the caller that called before this one that just dropped, I still want to throw his line.
Okay.
Dude, let me give you a simple analysis, eh? In 2014, I was serving in one of the western states, the state capital. I was paid 19,800 naira every month. The state was not paying me, but I was able to save almost 80,000 naira at the end of my service year. Now, contract to 2022, where I work, I'm paid over 200,000 naira. I cannot save 100,000 naira. What has changed? It is the government that has changed. The government came with a lot of lies and a lot of promises. They knew they will not be able to actualize. Why were they always blaming Jonathan's government? You came into power, you know that Nigeria were not prepared to feed themselves. You block the border and bring a very draconian law to import rice and other products. The level of rice we eat in Nigeria, I don't think there is any country in Africa that consume that kind of high level of rice. Look at the price of rice. Immediately that policy skyrocketed the price of rice to a point that a common man can no longer buy rice. So it's not just about state government that will come up with a lot of light about state government. The federal government shares 70% of the problem we face today. I can just give maybe 30% to the state government.
The larger blame, particularly in River State now, has to come on the federal government, the impact in the economy. It's the federal government.
Yes, does River State have the right to block the import of rice?
Interesting.
Do they have the power? Or can they say foul feed should not enter River State? We are ordinary chicken is over 7,000 or 8,000 naira. It's all about policy. Those people who those products, they don't want them in River State. They bring it from other neighboring states. Okay. So how do they get most of those things we consume in Nigeria are imported? Look at us. So who is it River State that is going to control the exchange of dollar to naira? It is the federal government. Although River State share their own blame.
All right. 92.3, good morning. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Yeah, Mr. Zion. Good morning to you.
Good morning, please.
The Rivers cassava plant is functional. Operational. In fact, they produce one of the high-quality cassava flour right now in Nigeria. For once, people should go to travel. Just travel. No sit down for house talk. Just travel. It gives a source for education. On the conversation, both are to be blamed. We have the MDGs and we have the SDGs. Alpha, since year 2000, that world leaders were committed to charge leaders of their country to implement acronyms. Alpha. If I want to blame the state, I might not be right. If I want to blame the federal government, I may not be right. Okay, look at the state. Who is giving the state the money right now that they are building infrastructures? Is it not the federal government? Who is giving the federal government the money that is given to the state? Is it not the state resources? Until we can separate these arms of government.
I see your point.
Until we can now able to ascertain who are you to us. The democracy being interpreted. That is only when we can get it right. For now, you cannot blame anybody. Everybody is guilty. And everybody too is right. Okay, you don't give me money. Okay, you don't give me power. Okay, look at the issue of power. Are you aware states have no power to generate? They have no right to do that. That was why the Afam plant was in contention. It was repugnant, unacceptable that the federal government would make stringent for through Olusegun Obasanjo. Is the problem of this country right now. Because we never allow the hands of government to operate. They want to poke to every state what they are doing. He was so carried away with power. And look at the problem he has laid for us. If government, state government, we are allowed to generate power to supply light to their people, to grow their industries. Even state has this demand. Because the former governor, Peter Odili, he gave us a gas turbine. And people were so happy. I'm going to some part of River State today. There's 24-hour power supply because of some certain facilities in that area. So if the federal government will say, no, we are blaming the state, have you given state to generate power for their people? The answer is no. Okay, look at the Port Harcourt seaport. The two we have here, are they functioning to capacity? No. What are the problems?
Let me respond to that. If you remember, sometime at the start of the year, late last year, we did have Anjiri Ngalale talk about the seaport and how the government is making plans to expand it to make sure that, you know, the Lagos end is clear. Zion, we have to let you go. We have Gabriel in LMA on the line, please. Gabriel, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, morning.
Good morning, please.
Yeah. We do appreciate the governor of this state and OB, people that they are fighting for the rights of this country. May God continue to be blessing those people. And may God continue to be strengthening them, enlightening them, giving them wisdom. You understand? Because I believe that this state is not a failure. At least the governor is working very hard to see that it's moving forward with other countries. When the federal government are there failing the country, disappointing the country, but this state, they are waking up to make sure that the right thing has been done. So we do appreciate that. And those people that have been doing the good deeds, let God keep strengthening them and giving them that wisdom and the idea for them to be doing all this thing that they are doing. That's my contribution this morning.
All right, Gabriel, thank you very much. On WhatsApp, 0809-030-6416, 0809-030-6416, that's where you find us. I have a message here, and it reads, good morning. For me, Jude, both the state and the federal government have not done enough, especially the state. Construction of roads, schools, hospitals, etc. are basic needs. We must learn to create opportunities for growth by making investment. What happened to employment? What happened to creating friendly business environment? What happened to investing in education beyond building classes? What happened to small-scale and medium enterprises? What have the governors done to encourage investors? Instead, they create political tensions that threatens businesses in their respective states. The governors easily go to court challenging federal government for issues affecting them personally, but never go to court for issues affecting the masses. Interesting. Good morning, Jude. I ask, and I want to ask, what positive impact has been recorded in the economy ever since borders were blocked? Let us be realistic. Well, if you were to listen to the report on rice production, I think at the start of the year, you probably get a feel. JJ, speaking to us from Rumigbo. JJ, good morning to you, please.
Jude, good morning.
Good morning, please.
They say if you blame the rat for eating the fish, you should also blame the fish for smelling.
Wow.
Now, for the federal, they have a lot in their hands, and the states are saying, look, give us some power. But the federal government have said no over and over again. Now, like my friend Mr. Zion talked about, the exclusive list where you have electricity. Now, what about security? You sometimes ago, about 34 farmers were killed in their farm, rice farmers, for doing nothing other than to go to farm and see how to harvest their rice so that the people can have enough rice. Dude, I want to ask, you are aware of this. Where is the rice pyramid that we boasted of some time ago? We saw pictures, we saw everything, but are they just audio pictures or real pictures at the end of the day?
Dude,
are you aware that the federal government was supposed to build a second dam, like we're told, in 1982?
Are you talking about the Niger Bridge? Which of them are you making reference to?
No, I'm talking about the dam.
Okay, the dam.
Cameroon built their own, and they said there was an agreement. Cameroon built their own in 1977. I was supposed to build in 1982. You heard that story, right? That is why we're having flooding. So what are we doing to make sure on the federal level, there are so many things they are supposed to do, and they are not doing it. Even when a place is attacked, and you go after the people and make sure they are punished. Where are the people that attack church in Ozogbolo? Where are the people that attack church in Owo? So all these people put together are what are creating this insecurity that is making things not to grow well. So the federal government are so culpable in their own side. Because if you encourage bad behavior, what do you think will happen? Mm. It will continue. Boko Haram strike here, and the state's arms are tied. If you don't provide security for them, what do you think they will do? Dude, I think federal government bears the bigger chunk of this problem. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. JJJ says it is the federal government that should take more blame as regarding the impact of development. Well, and we're looking at River State in particular. Now, well, as we wrap up, now we have just about 3 minutes. Let me quickly wrap up. I'll be reading more messages before we leave this morning. Later on the break, we'll be talking a little bit about the World Cup and what's happening, you know, Africa's hope. Right now, we're talking about that later on, but let me not get ahead of myself. And then finally, from 11 a.m. this morning, Ceteris Paribus, Jubilee Wokoro will join us this morning for another engaging conversation. And this time around, we'll be talking about you in the marketplaces. I can't wait to have that conversation. There's a lot of legal tussles that we hope to, as it were, address or at least spread or shed some light towards from 11 a.m. So you want to stick around for that. So, once again, as the blame continues, you know, between the governors of Nigeria and the federal government, you know, people have been asking, so who exactly do we get to hold responsible when there are certain things done? We've seen in the past, not just in River State now, in Lagos, and in fact, all the states where the presidency comes to, as it were, you know, flag off or, you know, what they love to do in this particular dispensation, you know, commission a project, you know, the Obasanjo came through for the Efos Bridge. I mean, if you remember that, you know, years and years and years ago, you know, and, you know, we've had other governors in Lagos State, you know, visit Lagos State, other presidents that have visited Lagos State for one, you know, working day visit and whatnot. They are meant to be in synergy, yes. But the Nigerian people, particularly the Rivers people these days, are asking if that is the case. Back and forths have been had. But it still hasn't changed that the people are in dire need of a change, a good change, not a deterioration. Yes, it is part of life that at some point in time there will be an appreciation and at another point in time there will be a depreciation or a deterioration. But in whatever case or state they may be, the question is, what is the response? I think it's the responses that's gotten a lot of people, you know, all riled up and having these conversations regularly, whether it's on the print media or on social media or indeed on the streets of Port Harcourt. The clearest example, and I do hope, you know, Governor Wike and maybe even the Commission of Information, you know, I do hope maybe his SSAs, you know, they get to, you know, listen to this and, you know, the plate across to him. For the people who live in LMF, for example, for the people who live in parts of Abua, Odua, so some people who live in parts of Ahoda East, where the floods have ravaged the roads, parts of Igboeche, where they can't come out safely, they don't really want to know if it's the state or the federal government. All they know is the government. And as it stands now, the federal and state government are not particularly living up to expectations. Have there been strides? Yes. Good strides? Yes. But the people are not asking for more. They're asking for the barest of the minimum. My name is June. Hello, Port Harcourt returns.